And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
I have to give a little advice to the Hillary Clinton supporters. I am telling you this out of love and respect. Stop telling your Democratic allies that they have no choice but to vote for Hillary Clinton.
WhisperWatch.com.
And I mean that out of love and sincerity. I am no Hillary Clinton hater by any means. But what I'm seeing as of late is this attitude that anybody who supports Bernie Sanders is just living in a pipe dream, and that they are being stupid, and that they will help Ted Cruz become president, or Marco Rubio, or Jeb Bush become president if they don't 100% support Hillary at all times, in all ways. And I'm telling you, that is a losing argument. What Bernie Sanders is doing is helping to energize your Democratic base, a base of people who were not feeling Hillary Clinton. They weren't feeling the election process at all to begin with, until Bernie Sanders got into this race and start going all around the country and speaking about the things that they care most about. And he's doing it unapologetically and directly, and he's making it plain for everybody to understand. And thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, are going out to his speeches, to his rallies, to show support. They're energized about this entire process where they otherwise were not. For whatever reason, Hillary Clinton just wasn't doing it for them. She wasn't doing it for them for whatever reason. And that is your reality that you will have to face. It may not be right. It may not be something that you want to accept, but the reality is that Hillary Clinton she is not reaching certain people. Regardless of what you think it should be, regardless of how you feel about Democratic participation in the election process, none of that matters. All of that is coulda, shoulda, woulda. What your reality is that a lot of people just weren't feeling Hillary Clinton. They just ain't feeling her, for whatever reason. And Bernie Sanders is speaking to them. Bernie Sanders is getting them out and involved in the democratic process. Respect that. I don't care if you think you can tell the future and you know for a fact that he has absolutely no chance. I don't care about that opinion. I just don't. You may not care about mine right now, but that opinion specifically, when it comes to Bernie Sanders and people trying to predict the future like they're Miss Cleo, I need you to sit down. Sit down and stop trying to point your finger on something and say, this is what I will decree that will happen in the future. Stop it. Just forget all that. Forget all that. Stop trying to predict the future and work on the present. Right now, Bernie Sanders is getting thousands of people involved when they otherwise would not have been. Use that to your advantage instead of just wagging your finger at them and chiding them like children that the dreams that they are believing in or something that they want to come together and make happen is just a pipe dream that they need to wake up and get over. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Stop, stop, right now. You're shooting yourself in the foot. Try to work with these people. Try to understand why they are now engaged when they otherwise weren't. Try to figure out what about Hillary Clinton that they don't like. And stop assuming it is simply because she's a woman. Stop it, please. There are a lot of women, there are a lot of black women who have problems with Hillary Clinton. Or they're just not feeling her because she's not addressing issues that are important to them. Issues that are in their thoughts all the time. Whatever it is, it's something that you have to deal with. And you can't continue to say, just shut up and vote for Hillary or else we're going to have Ted Cruz as president. Stop. 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 I'm going to say it 1,000 times until you do it. Stop it. It is not in your best interest to wag your finger and tell them to shut up and vote for Hillary. All of this can work in conjunction with each other. Democrats become energized, they become engaged, they become connected, they become organized. And even if Bernie Sanders doesn't win the Democratic nomination, you still have thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people engaged in this process on your side that may have actually stayed home in 2016. Because, man, Hillary's gonna win anyway, so, man, you know what I mean? We're fighting against that attitude. And we cannot collectively afford to have that attitude. So any person, anybody, anything that gets Democrats engaged and off the couch and to the polls is a good thing. It's a good thing. I am telling you. So stop shutting down people who feel that they want to latch on to somebody who is speaking to their issues. Stop it. We are not children. You know what I mean? You want to talk about reality. You want to talk about adults in the room. Let's all be adults, okay? You can coulda, shoulda, woulda all day long. What your reality is that a lot of people aren't feeling Hillary, okay? For whatever reason, okay? And I'm talking to you like an adult. If you want to talk about adults in the room and people being grown and growing up, okay, let's all be real. What is real is that there is something Bernie Sanders is speaking to that Hillary Clinton is not. That's reality. And you can coulda, shoulda, woulda all day long till the cows come home. That ain't gonna mean nothing at the end of the day if your base stays home. It's not gonna mean anything for you to get on TV and on radio and saying Democrats should have came out. And what? Deal with the reality of the fact that you need to make it your priority to make sure that your base gets out and votes Democrat, okay?
WhisperWatch.com.
That's real. That's adult. That's reality. And you have to deal with that. So stop being so dismissive of people who want to support Bernie Sanders. Stop it. Really. It's gotten really super annoying right now. It's super annoying because whether he wins or not, he is serving a purpose, a serious, important purpose, which is to get your base, the Democratic base, energized. He's getting them prepared and ready. He's getting them involved in the political process. I don't think people who are involved in the political process, they get involved and then at the end of the day, take their ball, go home. They don't just grab the ball and walk off. If their candidate doesn't win, most of them, I think, end up choosing somebody. And those are the people that you want to continue to stay involved on the off chance that their candidate does not make it, okay? Because let me tell you something, honey. We don't have to do anything. And that would be catastrophic for the economy, for society, and possibly for the world if a Republican gets in and starts wars with Iran and Cuba and Mexico and China and whoever else they want to go and invade. But I'm telling you, I know that because I pay attention to at least a percentage of the political arguments being made. But regular folk who are so beat down with life in general, you need to give them a reason to put you in power. Give them a reason to make it a priority to get their asses up on election day and go and vote for you. You're gonna have to give them a reason. Like I ain't no other way I can say it. You're gonna have to give us a reason. You're going to have to give us a reason that is not based in fear.
What can I do?
And all of the progressives who want us to see it this way and they want us to understand the seriousness of it, you're going to have to change your arguments, honey. You are going to have to change your arguments. You're going to have to change the way you approach this.
That sounds like a lot of paperwork.
You can't say you can't be stupid and not vote. Well, duh. But that does nothing. It does nothing to make people want to get up and get out and vote. Because they know that in theory. But you have to figure out how to make them make it a priority to vote.
Oh, it does get a little complicated.
It is as important as figuring out how to pay your rent and feed your children and pay for your education and pay for your medical care. It is that important. Now you need to get out there and make the argument, Democrats.
Well, all right. If it's a subject on which we can influence what others believe, argument has purpose.
And like I said, it ain't right. It may not be right. It may not be fair, but it is your reality. You want to talk about being grown. You want to talk about the adults in the room. You want to talk about this, that, and the other. I am telling you what your reality is. Now you can decide to accept it and formulate a plan around it, or you can decide to shoulda, coulda, woulda all day long.
Now why didn't you think of that?
Republicans know their reality. They always know their reality.
Let's watch how this is done.
And they always have a plan for it. Even if they lose, they use those losses to build their foundations. Now, as crazy as that is, I ain't telling you to be like a Republican. I ain't telling you like to be like the Republican Party. I'm telling you to learn from them. In midterm elections, their people get out and vote, because they appeal exclusively to their base. And then Democrats sit on their thumbs and wonder why, you know, their people stay at home. Because you don't give them a reason to get out and vote for you in a midterm election. For what? What I got to vote for you for? Give me a reason.
I should think you'd run out of ideas.
Well, I'm getting to that point.
And I can guarantee you, you will lose if you run away from Barack Obama. You will lose. Because Barack Obama is the only presidential Democrat that these people have voted for, most of them, more than once. So if you are ever in your right mind thinking of running away from him and his accomplishments, then I'm going to need you to go sit down right now. Just go sit down. Just give up your seat. Don't run at all. Because that ain't gonna work.
We'll be right back after the break. Please stay tuned for more.
If you were not ready, did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways.
You need to appeal to your base wherever you are, even in those red states. You need to get your people out to vote. Because as much as these allegedly independent people want to claim, they do have a leaning. Most of them do have a leaning, a way that they were brought up, somebody who is speaking to them in some way. So they can talk about being independent all they want to, and they can try to get you to pander to them for their vote. But they're going to vote for who they're leaning towards, in my opinion, 99% of the time. That's the way I feel. And so what the progressives have to do is to stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. You are losing your base already. If you're telling them that they have absolutely, positively, 100%, no choice but to vote for Hillary. That's why so many thousands of people are showing up and showing out for Bernie Sanders. They are showing out. It's not their fault that you're ignoring the news. But they're getting it together, honey, for Mr. Bernie Sanders. All of this to say, leave nothing to chance. Okay? Leave nothing to chance. Make sure that you are responsible in making your arguments and motivating your base. Leave nothing to chance. Understand who you need to get out and vote for you. Your base is ride or die, or they should be. The Republican base is all over the place.
That's right.
What you need to focus on is your people, not theirs. And you don't need to be going out of your way and bending over backwards for independents who really aren't independents because they're leaning one way or the other. You need to get your people to the polls.
What do they do? What do they like?
Because nothing else matters if the majority of your base is having trouble voting. Nothing else matters. You can get 100% of independents, but if you only get 10% of your base, then what was the point? 20% of your base, or there's a significant number of your base who are having serious trouble accessing the polls, or there's a serious percentage of your base who just don't believe in you because you spent most of your time bending over backwards, trying to triangulate and trying to play the center and trying not to, you know, turning yourself into a pretzel, not to answer any questions directly. You know, any of the super tough questions directly. You're doing all that? Please. 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 That doesn't motivate me to get out there and fight for you at all. Because I feel like at the drop of a hat, you could sell me down the river.
That's one of the weaknesses of a partnership.
At the drop of a hat, Big Pharma can come in and whoops, there goes that issue I cared about. At the drop of a hat, Big Oil can come in and whoops, there goes that issue I cared about. Because after all, you never really promised X, Y, and Z. Because you never really answered the question.
How can you ask such a question?
You see what I'm saying? These are all of the thoughts that go, that run through the head of your base. The heads of the people who you consider to be your base. We're thinking about all this stuff, and especially, it is especially explicit when it comes to Hillary Clinton, because we've seen what her husband did when he got in there. Those of y'all, you know, I was still a little bit too young to fully remember Clinton, but those of y'all who remember Bill Clinton signing all types of ridiculous laws into existence, he got rid of Glass-Steagall. That was under Clinton, honey, not a Republican. He signed a law that made it possible for these ginormous conglomerates to come about and control all the radio stations, newspapers, whatever. All of that came under Bill Clinton.
I thought I told you to kill that story.
So while he got in there, because he appealed to the hope of that generation, he still got in there and became Republican light on a number of issues. I mean, you know, welfare reform, that was under Clinton. And these laws that put so many people in prison, that all of that mess was under Bill Clinton. This is why people have trouble trusting you. Yo, no, we know you're not your husband, but you sounded an awful lot like him on certain issues. And that's what people are responding to. Your base is telling you in no uncertain terms that you got work to do, hunty. You got work to do. And if your people, Hillary Clinton, if your people are not telling you that, if they're yes people, and they're not telling you that you have a serious issue appealing to a certain percentage of your base, then they need to be fired. You can see for yourself, thousands of people are drawn to Bernie Sanders speeches. That's for a reason. He is appealing to that thing in us Democrats that makes us feel like we can change the goddamn world, even if it's tilting at windmills, even if it ain't gonna happen at all. We understand that there is power in trying to make this world better. Your base understands that there is power in trying to make change, and that's what he's appealing to. Figure out who you want to be for the rest of us. And be that unapologetically. Unapologetically. And answer the goddamn question about Keystone Pipeline. Godly, what you holding on to it for? Vote for me and I tell you. Really? Really? That's ridiculous. I'll vote for Hillary Clinton if I have to. If it's between her and Jeb Bush or her and John Kasich. Keep your eye on John Kasich. That's the Republican that you need to look out for. Anyway, if it's between her and any other Republican, I'll vote for her. But I can guarantee you, when I go to that poll location, I will not see the line out the door that I saw when Barack Obama was running. I'm just gonna tell you right now. There were people I hadn't seen ever. Line was out the door both times to vote for Barack Obama. Where usually you can just walk in, vote, and walk back out. You need to appeal to those people. I don't know how you're gonna figure it out, Miss Hillary Clinton, but you need to figure it out. You got enough time. You got enough time. And for your supporters, don't get me started, Sue in Rockville. Your supporters need to come up with a better argument. And I honestly hate to bring this up, but maybe the difference in how I feel and a lot of the people like me feel is because you initially, maybe some of these people who are making these arguments now initially wanted Hillary Clinton to win the first time. I mean, if you're still butthurt over that, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, honey. Build a time machine, go back in time and try to do something about it. That's the only thing I can tell you that's the only way I can tell you to try to deal with it. But right here, right now, focus on your base and understand what motivates us. Understand what appeals to our sense of justice. Understand that you can answer a question without trying to figure out how to position yourself for the general, so that you can appeal to independents who may or may not be leaning your way at all.
But keep looking around. Try to find out what the score is.
So anyway, that was just a little advice. I hate to see members of the Democratic base shooting themselves in the foot because they are so absolutely afraid of a Republican presidency that they don't understand that by turning on each other, that they're actually tamping down the enthusiasm of their own people. Stop. Stop. Respect everybody's decision. Respect everybody's need to want to participate in some way. And if that includes organizing for Bernie Sanders, then let that be what it is. Maybe you're scared or nervous that Hillary Clinton won't get the nomination. Is that the reason why you're so determined to tell people who support Bernie Sanders that they just need to grow up? Is that the reason you're scared that she's going to have the nomination snatched from under her a second time? Well, that's not their problem, okay? It's not their problem. Whatever Hillary Clinton is lacking for these people, that's a thing, okay? It's not just in their imaginations. That's a thing. It is something that you have to deal with. It is your reality. So, I mean, I just think the more people who are involved in this process, who are members of your base, the better. And it's annoying as hell when you continue to say that people who support Bernie Sanders are being ridiculous, that they are supporting essentially Ralph Nader in 2000. No, honey, no. Stop it. There were so many things that went wrong in that 2000 election. You can't just boil it down to one thing. It wasn't just somebody else's name on the ballot. Al Gore lost his own state. He tried to distance himself from the Clinton economy or the Clinton presidency and therefore the Clinton economy. Florida was knocking registered voters off the voting rolls. I mean, there were all types of things going on in that election that you can't just boil it down to the fact that some other candidate was involved. It is not that simple. And it will not be that simple this time. So anyway, for the good of the Democratic Party, stop it. Stop being annoying to the people who are supporting Bernie Sanders. Stop telling them that they have no right to support Bernie Sanders. Stop trying to fearmonger when it comes to them by saying if you support Bernie Sanders, some Republican is going to be president. Stop, stop, stop. Stop it. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free. And only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.